One dungeon master, four adventurers, all of them clueless. When five video gamers throw down their controllers and pick up dice, what's the worst that could happen? This is OCD and D.
Welcome everyone to episode 3 of OCD and D. Just a bit of admin first. Thanks for the support so far, and we're really pleased to see that you're enjoying our journey. Some shout-outs. We've got Ziglax, we've got Stu from Veteran Gamers, Gary Lever and Jason Johnson. And Jason left us a message. He's also in the chat tonight. He said, you're all very entertaining to listen to, and you're doing a great job. Onward to adventure.
Woo-hoo! So,
happy new year, everyone. In 2019, there's going to be much more drama, combat and laughs from OCD&D, and we're hoping to get to a more regular release schedule. So D&D is going to be it's going through a massive resurgence at the moment, and 2019 looks to be its biggest year yet, and we'll hope you'll continue to join us. Please tell your friends, and we'd love to hear your feedback. Anyway, previously on OCD&D, party, will you please introduce yourselves, starting with Traylon?
This is Greg DeLacy. My character name is Traylon. I am apparently snooty elf.
Just a bit.
I more or less kind of look out for myself, and I'm known to be a bit chaotic at times, but it is all in service to my own well-being. And also, I don't trust halflings because they are inferior beings. I don't trust dwarves because they're fat and lumpy, and they live underground. The dragon thing I'm still uncertain about.
Thank you.
Is he a pedo? Isn't he a pedo? We don't know.
Exactly.
We don't know yet.
Arthurnox, do you want to introduce yourself?
Yeah, I'm Richard Webster, also known as Richard Webster. I'm not big bad daddy anymore. I've changed Richard Webster on everything. I thought, you know what? I never had a nickname, so I'm just going to use my name. But in this game, I am Parthenox. I am a dragonborn and an actual dragon. Like, I'm a real dragon. And do you know what? I've still got a rat in my pocket. Yeah, I've still got a rat in my pocket.
You do. You still have a rat in your pocket.
Yeah, so we'll see.
Kim Leafwalker, please introduce yourself.
I'm still thinking. Never mind. Yes, that's me. I'm Kim Woods, also known as Kim Leafwalker. I am the halfling that Traylon apparently doesn't like. Jokes on him, because I don't like him either. Snooty fucking elf. I am a halfling rogue, and apparently I'm not very good at my job, because I've already got us poisoned once. So before this is all over, I may have them tripped off a cliff before it's done. So, we'll see.
Thank you, Kim. And Jatik, finally.
My character's name is Jatik Beastgrog. My real name is Mark Wright, unfortunately. I am a dwarf fighter, and I'm going to really struggle with this cliff because apparently I can't even climb on a box. So, this is going to be fun.
Thank you all. So you first met as students in Paraborn. Following the death of your mentor, Alaria Feywing, known to many as the Master, you were called back after a year away. Having no surviving family, Alaria's funeral was immediate and the burial was simple as described in the elf's last will and testament. The same document leaves further instructions, a final test for her favourite students. You must work together to gather magic tiles hidden all over the Merian Vale, serve as the key to Alaria's treasure vault. Finding the tiles won't be easy. Dangerous beasts, sinister traps, and clever characters are obstacles you must overcome. If you can recover the tiles, the treasure inside is yours, as well as some knowledge about who your mentor really was in her past life. So, team, when we saw you last, you had left Paramore in search of the tiles. You're armed with a water-repellent bedroll, the Tome of Resilience, the Monocle of Farsight, and some soap on a rope. You have travelled. You have travelled to the staircase cliffs in search of Alaria's good friend, Alcaeus Scavola, a dragonborn hermit who lives in a small yurt on the staircase cliffs and worships Sylvana, goddess of nature. We join you at the base of the cliffs. A 75-foot treacherous climb ahead of you. What do you do? So, as a suggestion, team, if you haven't already, I'd have a look at what equipment have.
Whoops. Yeah, you told us to do that. I didn't.
I can't remember how to do that.
Now, I remember from last time, we have some rope, but it's not long enough.
Yeah.
So
we were going to do like one at a time or something? I can't remember.
Yeah, so just for your information, you can see on the screen, each of those squares on the grid is five feet. And you can see that some ledges.
Right.
I can actually see this now, believe it or not. So
there's some kind of a building tent about
right
midway
to
up.
The top. Yeah.
Yep. So my suggestion would be we try to climb, get the party up to the first ledge, and then we attempt to, obviously climb from there up to the second ledge. However, I'm noticing all these little holes in the cliff sides, and it appears that might be some kind of bird-like creature.
Have you seen Tremors? This scares me.
Right?
Exactly.
Something's going to come out and get us.
I'm just saying. Or spiders. It's probably fucking spiders.
So, just to give you an idea of how you're going to climb this, okay? When you're climbing, each 2 feet you go forward is actually a foot up. So some of you can travel 30 feet, some of you can travel 35 feet. That means that when you're climbing, if you've got 30 feet, you can travel 15 feet upwards. So,
all right.
For example, let me bring up.
All right, I'm going to make a suggestion.
So, in your character sheet, you should see your speed. And, for example, Jatik's speed is 25 feet. So, we'll say that he can climb 15 feet at a time. To climb, it requires a dice check of 10 versus your athletics. So, when you're climbing, you'll click athletics. And as long as it's over 10... Mm-hmm. You'll be able to climb up.
Where is the athletics? Never mind, I see it. All right. Again, my suggestion is maybe having the Dragonborn and the Halfling, since the Halfling is tiny, maybe they go up first and try to secure the ropes and then allow us to climb up. Maybe that first ledge, that's about 15 feet up. Get the party up to that first ledge, and then we, leapfrog one another up to the next level.
Yeah.
It's fantastic. Just don't everybody speak at once. Fine.
Sorry, I was looking at my athletics, and apparently I'm a -1, so that just sounds awesome. Soap on a rope and negative athletics.
So I've got 30 feet speed.
Yeah.
So you can climb up three at a time. So, for example, that would take you up to the lowest ledge, 15 feet.
Yeah. So I'm going to go first if that's okay.
That sounds perfect.
Should I nominate yourself? Okay. So I'm going to roll a die.
How many feet, by the way, how many people can fit on that ledge?
As many as he wants. Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Hmm.
So I think we get the dragonborn up there with the rope, then he lowers the rope down, and we climb up.
Okay.
Yeah.
So which die am I rolling? Which dice?
Athletics. So if you go to your character sheet.
Yep. Click on athletics. Let's go.
And he falls to his death. That looks pretty good. Pretty good, Rich. Not sure that was a D10, though.
That's fine. That was a D20. So it's against... You roll a D20 against a check of 10. So as long as it's over 10, you manage to climb. So the first dice is the one you want. So 21, that's absolutely fine. You can move yourself right up to... right up.
So the if I'm... Am I there? Is that where I am now?
Yes. Yes, you're there. That's okay. Fine.
Cool. Guys, so do I... What do I need to do now? Am I the one with the rope?
Yeah, I would hope you still had your rope on you. We did tell you to bring your rope up with you.
Hopefully.
Yeah, I've got 50 feet of rope, so I'm going to lower it down so the next person can have a go at climbing up, if you like.
I think that's a smart idea.
Okay. Shit, rope burns.
Oh, no.
Ah, shit.
Right. Do we need to do an athletics check for the rope?
You do. It's just a 5. You need
I'll go next.
So roll in athletics.
Give me a second.
That's fine. You make it up there.
And maybe the halfling, because that dwarf is heavy as fuck. He's not a lightweight. They're thick, man. The dwarves are really thick. I'm just saying, he's going to be heavy. Don't look at him. Love you, Mark.
Sure he does. I wouldn't believe him. I'm telling you. Sorry, I'm waiting for my character sheet to load. It's been kind of buggy. Like everything today, apparently.
It's all that porn. Gotta stop watching.
Probably, yeah. All the porn, sure.
Okay, and while it's rolling, shall I, where's it going?
There's Come on, where are you wanting to load?
Maybe we could have the dwarf thrower up.
Shall I
there
roll
we go.
It for you? Oh, you got it.
No, it's still wanting to be a pain okay. in the ass. It's
Shall
not
I roll
to do
it
anything.
For you?
Sure.
I'll roll it for you.
Go for it. I mean, you're not going to, you know, screw me over, so yeah, go for it.
Well, I wouldn't go that far. Hang on.
That was pretty
It was nice knowing you, Kim Leafwalker.
That's
absolutely fine. 7. Mm-hmm. So you pass that, so you can move yourself up to the ledge where the others are.
God, I'm dreading this.
Sweet. Right.
So I'll just have to get over a 5 dot if I ever to use a rope.
Yes, yeah.
Kim, are you able to move your token?
I'm not able to do much of anything at the moment.
Okay.
It's all sorts of scurried.
So my rope climbing skills are on point.
Legendary.
You've got 3 people pulling you up.
Right? So, you know.
Parthenax, I would suggest maybe we have you go to the next ledge up with the rope.
Sounds like a plan. So I'll roll another dice on my athletics.
That's all right.
Let's go.
In the meantime, I'm going to be keeping an eye out on the cliff sides, looking for anything trying to emerge from some of these holes, kind of thing.
Good idea.
13, that's over 10, so that's...
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, so am I going to this ledge, would you say? Is that okay?
Yeah, I'll allow that.
Or did you want me to go to this ledge here?
No, you can go there.
Okay.
As you reach that ledge, you hear rustling and slithering.
Oh no, it's going to be snakes.
This is Kin.
And a flapping.
Oh!
Slithering and flapping, though, I'm just saying. It might be your children, Rich.
It's true, actually. That's possible. I'm a dragon.
And noises come closer and closer to you.
Who?
Why, snake!
Four flying snakes.
Oh, no.
Oh, God.
Come slithering out.
Oh, that's straight out of Garth Marenghi's Dark Place, that.
Rich, can't you let your little rat go out of your pocket and they'll chase that instead?
Yeah,
unfortunately, Richard has his action. This turn, his climbing was his action.
Yeah. Which means I can't do anything yet.
Can I climb back down?
I'm going to need you to roll initiative.
All of us.
All of you.
Who's going first?
So, Kim, is yours loaded? Do you want me to do yours for you?
Yeah, go ahead, Kim, because I'm still I'll unresponsive.
I'm trying to remember where the initiative
roll in my life.
So it's the middle top. Just bring up.
Uh-oh.
Big videos?
Ah, initiative, there you go.
Hang on a sec.
I've just got a turn order thing pop up.
Yep.
That's me. You should be able to right click your token and choose add a turn.
Which is that one? I've got like a cog and then a round thing underneath it.
Hang on, let me do it. Sorry. Do it.
I was going to say, it would, yeah.
Probably faster for me.
Yes. All right. Goddamn flying snakes. Do you want me to roll my...
I know, right?
Yeah, please. All right.
Flying snakes, the stuff of nightmares.
Seems like a fairly good roll.
So, why hasn't that updated? I'll add it in, so we know what's going on. Next.
Who's next? Not me, go?
Yeah.
Right. What am I rolling on? Initiative?
Initiative, yes. Yeah. Thank you. Parthenax.
Bomb.
I can't see it.
Five.
That's a rough initiative.
That's a very rough initiative. And let's see what the snakes are going to roll. Ignore that.
Snakes on a motherfucking plane. Oh.
We'll take the first one, which was 24.
Oh, no.
Twice.
This does not sound good for us.
Snakes get to go first.
Snakes get to go first.
All right.
The good news is they're closest to the lizard. I mean, paladin.
Well, you know, maybe I'll put a snake in his pocket.
Just give you an idea of these snakes. They can move 30 feet. They can fly 60 feet. They can also swim 30 feet. And they don't actually take any disadvantage for climbing or anything because they can fly.
So these aren't just flying snakes. These are super snakes.
These are super snakes.
Damn, Arlok.
All right.
No doubt they probably are venomous as well.
Once again,
we're going to get poisoned.
Okay, but it won't be my fault.
Can there not be a day that goes by that we don't get poisoned?
This first flying snake
oh God.
Is going to attack Parthenax. And where are we? Where's it gone?
No.
Where's it gone? In a second.
Where's what gone?
I don't know. The sneaky's probably lost it. Now it's, you know, could be anywhere.
Yeah. You should still be able to see them. Can you still see them?
Yeah. We can see the snakes. I see one crawling right up his leg right now.
God. Right. Snakes.
The worst part is we could do nothing about this. We are literally going to just have to sit back and take abuse.
Pretty much.
There we go. All right, It's a 2d4. 2d4, so a 5. So what's your AC, Arthurnax? Your armor class?
My armor class is...
I think I've just rolled the wrong one, but...
Where is my AC? 9.
Hang on. Ignore that one. Sorry. My fault. Should just click on this.
Wow, how many dice?
God, it's like you threw up on the thing.
Right. So, attack. 23, and your armor class was what, sorry?
9.
9. So, you take...
How many dice is that?
This rolled the damage dice as well.
Oh, okay.
So
take... basically, he rolled... He hit you, and now he's also rolling your damage.
Yes. Yeah. So, you take 1 piercing damage, plus... 6 poisons damage. So that's 7 in total.
Oh. Trailing, called it. We're getting poisoned.
Oh, man.
And you're poisoned. Which means that you take disadvantage for the next hour.
Oh, man. Although, let me say it, it wasn't me.
So for poison, do we need antidote, or is potion of healing that work for poison as well?
Potion of healing will clear it up, yes.
Okay, because I have 2, so I'll use one later if I need to. It's fine.
Also, wonders on acne.
Not sure why you're telling me, but okay.
I think he's hinting at something.
I think
he is. Well, no, your character, mm-hmm. You got a bumpy face, just saying.
Now he's trying to cover it.
Right, I get it, yeah, I get it.
Next one's coming down. It's going to attack Kim Leafwalker.
Oh, crap. Which in reality, if it was actually attacking me, I'd probably fall off the cliff. So, just so we're clear.
That's 24. What's your AC?
No, I have no idea. It still won't
still pop up.
Yeah, I'm still stuck. It keeps telling me to either wait and hope it'll come out of itself or exit the page, and I figure I'm better off waiting. Oh.
13. So, you get hit as well. All right. And you take... 1 piercing and 8 poison. So that brings you down to 1 health point.
Oh god.
Oh no.
And Parthenox takes you down to 4. Yes. 4.
Damn flying snakes. If I die, remember me well.
Right, these don't quite reach you. So Traylon, it's your turn.
I'm contemplating.
Is there anything you can do to help Kim's health? Because she's only got a smidge left.
I'm gonna die.
Have a healing potion. She should have a healing potion.
Okay, yeah.
I do, actually. And a chocolate egg, but I don't think that's gonna help me now.
It will do if it's wired. Apparently, you win a lot of money.
Damn it. I need Kim. That's not gonna work anyway. Okay, so I will...
You can move along the ledge. So if you want to move... Just because Kim is on one square doesn't mean you can't move onto the same square. Right. So don't worry about blocking each other.
Okay.
Just don't push me off.
No.
Kim's only short, so you can go over.
Never do such a thing. I can fire right over her head. I will... I'm going to go... I'll do magic missile. I will fire my magic missile!
Oh, yeah.
You're being weird.
I will target the flying snake that is attacking Kim at the moment. Okay. Sorry. Kim Leafwalker. It's handy that you actually named your character Kim, by the way.
See? Yeah. I told you. I was thinking that time.
What do you need me to roll?
So I need you to click on magic missile.
All right.
Character sheet.
I'm casting at level 1.
Force of 4.
I'm assuming I'm casting at a level 1.
Yep. That's a hit. because it automatically hits. It takes... That snake is barely living.
Woo.
Barely living.
Have we not got health bars on the creatures, no?
No. I make it too easy.
Aw.
We wouldn't want that. Yeah.
So next to the turn is Jatik.
So if that's barely living, if I run up next to Kim and sit on her shoulders, I can hit it with my battle axe.
You can.
Don't trip.
So I'm going to get next to Kim. And then, do I use my hand axe? Hang on, where's my character sheet? I hadn't had much luck with my battle axe before, have I? No, sod it, I'm going to use my battle axe.
Okay.
I hope I don't miss Kim and hit you by accident.
Right.
Yeah, that would be bad.
Fingers crossed.
Right, Mark.
Yeah.
The armor class of the flying snake is 14.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
You swing your axe and it flutters out of the way on its last legs. Just flutters.
Fluttering, flutter.
And you miss.
Oh!
Sorry, Kim. I tried.
So, next in turn
okay,
is Kim.
Okay, I it. And Kim is still not functioning, so...
Right, okay. So...
Yeah.
Kim is going to... What do you want to do to it?
I don't know. Can
do you want to heal yourself?
Well, yeah, I probably should do that.
You've only got one health point, haven't you?
Yeah, yeah, because if that sucker decides to attack me again, I'm a goner, so yeah, I better heal myself.
Unless you kill it,
okay.
It can't attack you.
Yeah, but I can't remember. I don't know if I could throw a dagger at it and get it.
Well, it's right next to you. So you've got a short sword, a dagger, you've even got a short bow.
Yeah. Let's take my short sword to it and see if I can't kill that sucker.
Ooh, that looks good.
I hope so.
That is good. That hits it.
Woohoo!
Completely destroys it.
Yay.
Boom.
Well done, Leafwalker.
Thank you.
I'll allow you a bonus action, Kim, to heal yourself if you want. So what you need to do is, normally for a healing potion...
Mm-hmm.
You'd roll 2d4 and add 2. So I'll do that for you.
Thank you.
So that's 5. You rolled, so you rolled a 4 and a 1, which is 5. And we add 2, so 7. So your health goes up to 8.
Woo-hoo.
Well done.
Of course, there's more snakes, so, you know.
Parthenax, it's your turn.
I'm nearly dead. Okay.
You can do it.
So I guess I'd best just attack the snake that's on my ass.
Yeah.
So, okay. So.
Remembering that you are Dragonborn.
You probably have fire,
and
right?
Dragonborns have certain skills.
I know. You'll
probably talk to the snakes, dude.
Yeah, I think I'm going to use the monocle of Farsight.
Can you do some Harry Potter shit?
I'm going to breathe some fire, goddammit. That's what I'm going to do. You ready?
Woo-hoo!
Let's go. Well, we'll see. That's my fire breath.
That hits nicely. And kills the snake.
Yeah.
Burns it to a crisp.
There you go.
In a puff of smoke.
Snake kebabs for tea tonight, lads.
Because of that, Parthenox, I'll allow you a bonus action if you want to hear any.
Okay, so do I do D4 too? Is that what you said before?
2D4.
2D4.
Nice, so that's 7 plus 2. So that's, you've healed yourself 9 damage.
Boom.
So
that's max health now.
You're back up to max health, yeah.
Wonderful.
nicely. That's the flying snakes.
Oh, those flying snakes.
Coming in, and the first one's going to attack Traylon.
Mm-mm.
Fuck that snake.
It's attack of 25. Traylon, what's your armor class? Your AC?
My AC is... Hang on. Ta-da. It is... 12.
12. That hits you for 1 piercing damage and 6 poison.
I'm so that takes dead. You...
Puts you very low on the health scale. And the second flying snake is going to attack Parthenax again. Comes in sweeping for the kill. It saw you turn its father into...
into a shish kebab.
Deep fried snake.
Oh, God.
And it's coming in for vengeance.
Oh, no.
You might be okay.
That's an 11. You could be okay. What's your AC again?
9.
You're not okay.
Is its last name Montoya? Anyway.
It had some... it really had in for you. So that's 1 piercing and 9 poisonous damage, which...
Uh-oh.
Almost wipes you out.
Oh, my God.
Again.
Criminy.
Reload autosave.
Right?
I know, yes.
Quick, dashboard it.
Back in turn order. Traylon, what are you going to do?
All right. I am going to cast Sleep, which it allows me to cast, according to the spell, mm-hmm. I can basically point to an area of origin, and it'll hit creatures within 20 feet of the point you choose. So I'm going to put it right in the middle between the two snakes, which, by my math, would put it within that 20-foot radius.
It would.
This is plus or minus 5.
Right. And then it's a roll 5d8 for the total amount of hit points it'll put.
Now, just on this, Greg, at Traden, yes. Sorry, does it say that you choose targets or anyone in that 20-foot radius?
It says, this spell sends creatures into a magical slumber. Roll a 5d8. The total is the hit points of creatures this spell can affect. Creatures within the 20 feet of a point you choose within range are affected in ascending order of their current hit points. So I would think lowest hit points would be affected first and then higher hit points if they, you know. So in other words, I roll the 5d8.
Yeah.
That total number goes up against all the hit points of the creatures within the area of effect.
Through inexperience, we'll take it that the creatures, because you are creatures as well, will not include yourselves.
Oh, phew.
I was worried. I was getting my pillow ready and everything. You know what it looks like for misfiring.
All right, so I'm going to do a 5d8.
You should be able to just roll it. 12, okay. Let me just have a look at your character sheet a second.
Double checking your work.
I am double checking your work.
I would never cheat in D&D.
No, I'm just seeing if there's a... Not much, anyway.
Is that your missus in the chat, Phil?
It is.
No way.
Yeah.
She's real.
Watch it.
Shit, yeah.
Watch it. You're on the hit list.
DM.
We're all marked.
Train them.
Thanks, Rich.
Sorry.
You have successfully defeated the flying snakes. The flying snakes suddenly get caught by your spell and magically just drop from the sky.
Woo-hoo.
In fact, they drop to their deaths. and are no more. You have defeated the flying snakes. The other flying snakes in their nests are too afraid to come and fight you, so they'll leave you alone to climb the rest of the cliff.
Yay!
Before doing that, I will drink my healing potion.
Okay, so 2d4.
That's advantageous. That should put me back.
It's
up
8 plus health. 10, yeah. So just change that for you. Takes you back up to full health.
I should probably do that mine as well.
That is how you kill snakes!
Very good,
Snoody. It's like your friendly fire were turned off.
You're right. We've all been that time.
I was okay with putting you all to sleep.
So see how it is.
Are you healing yourself, Carthonax?
Yeah, D24 again, mate.
2D4, two. Yeah.
2D4.
2D4.
Boom. I'm not sure how this works.
It's you seven. And what works?
Because the angles, you don't see a line on those triangles, so is it just the side where it's just the clearest
top
to read?
It's the very you're looking top down. Scene. Yeah, you're looking down at it, the very top numbers at the top of the pyramid.
The tip of
those
the triangle.
Are the numbers that count.
So 3 and 2.
Mm. Correct.
Yeah. Okay. We ready to continue some climbing?
Yep.
Yes.
Sure.
Do we need to do athletics again, I believe?
You do?
Whose turn is it?
But how are you climbing up?
I'm going to use the rope.
Is Parthenax dropped the rope?
Yeah, thank you. Parthenax. Drop the rope.
That's you, Rich.
Okay.
Well, drop one end of the rope down to us. Please secure the other end around your waist or something.
Okay. I'm holding on.
All right.
Oh dear, Greg.
Don't oh dear me.
That's a critical fail.
How's that a critical fail?
A 1.
Uh-oh.
Your athletics is minus 1. So that 2 has gone down to 1.
Uh-oh.
Unfortunately, Greg, you lose your footing and fall down to the bottom of the cliff. You stumble and fall all the way down.
15 feet at least. There's that.
You roll a d6 for me, please.
Bunch of crap. I had to roll my own death.
Oh, no. It's terrible.
You just take 3 damage.
All right. I gotta climb back up.
Well, my rope is 50 feet long. It does reach down the bottom from here, I think.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Yes, it does.
Can I attempt to climb all the way up to Parthenax?
Not this turn, you can't.
Alright.
And you can probably only travel 15 feet at a time.
I'll wait. Let the others alternate that first.
Who sends it next?
So nice of you.
Doesn't matter, Kim or...
Right. Well, after a deep belly laugh at watching the snooty elf fall, I will go climbing the rope. Alright, what do we need to roll for this?
Athletics. So just roll an athletics check.
Athletics.
Who would have thought that just, like, simple tasks of climbing and jumping over boxes would be the undoing of me.
Right?
Very good, Jatik. You can move yourself up to join. Yeah, you can move yourself up to join him.
Hey, Rich, where's that kebab? I'm hungry.
It's in my back pocket, mate. Do you want to reach in?
I wouldn't be so sure.
That doesn't feel like a snake. similar shape.
Sure? Awful.
Oh dear.
Kim Leafwalker. Time for you to make the journey up.
So if you want to...
Yes, I'll roll for you.
Climb up and up.
Oh, fuck.
Look, Kim, as you make your first handhold, the rocks crumble away in your hands, and you don't fall or anything. You just...
Oh, I was hoping
to, you'll need to try again next go.
I was hoping trailing was going to be a soft landing.
Yeah, how did I fall on my roll? And critical just, one. Like...
Critical. Get with the program.
So, trailing, are you going to try again?
Might as well. Athletics. Where'd it go?
I've got an athletics of 4 yet. I can't even get over a box.
Traylon, you grab hold of a ledge in front of you. Make yourself up a couple of feet and slip and fall back down. No damage. In fact, apologies. You do make it up to that first ledge because you're using the rope. That's it.
Yeah, with a rope, it's only 5, isn't it?
Yeah.
Hey, Leafwalker, you want to try? Apparently, it's going to take us a half the afternoon to get up.
Rich, are you still poisoned, or did your health potion cure that?
I'm still.
This is for Kim Leafwalker. 12, yep, you're fine. Make your way up to the ledge alongside them. I will do it for you. So, Jatic Pithernax, are you going to do anything whilst on your turn?
Rich, do you want to go to the next stage with your rope? Or do you want me to have a go? Because I've got a good athletics.
Nice hand signals.
Have I got a rope?
Have a look. See if you've got one.
Jatic has got very good athletics.
Yeah.
Except for when it comes to boxes.
I've got 50 foot of hemp rope, yeah, so I'll go up to the next ledge if you want. Which ledge can I go to? How far do I have to go?
You can go up 3 squares, so you could get to probably... Yeah, the first ledge to your right.
Yeah, right, I'll have a go at doing that one.
Okay.
Athletics. Can't climb a box, but I can climb a mountain.
There you go.
Doesn't make any
sense. Climb up to that first ledge.
See ya, suckers.
Hey, here's a question. How meaty do those snakes look? Does it look like they would be worthwhile skinning and taking the meat? Just saying.
What, right?
You're not short on food, team.
All right.
Okay.
Fair enough.
So do I automatically lower my rope for these guys, or is that another action? Do I have to wait another turn for that?
No, you can drop your rope.
Right, yeah, I've dropped.
That's fine. should I make my athletic roll?
Yes, please. Train.
That can't be good.
It's not good. Luckily, you're on that ledge, and you just stumble. You don't take any damage this time.
Wow!
Can somebody carry me up.
Can't use a levitation spell.
I don't have a levitation spell. Should I just attempt it at more? Kim, do you want to attempt to head up, or Parthenax?
Yes.
Well, Parthenax, you should probably stay where you're at because. Let's I need to get to your
roll
ledge.
For Kim.
Somebody roll Kim, for me. And
you roll enough to climb up and join Jatic.
Okay. I'll go next.
Well, you have to stay there because you have the rope.
But my rope should reach
you. Oh, shit,
yeah. My rope should reach you because it's 50 foot. Should that, yeah, so will that reach? Will that reach?
Yes.
Yeah,
it will.
So your life is in my hands for a change, Trailer.
Oh no, look out! There might be some dwarf flavor revenge here.
The tables have turned.
So, Parthenax, are you going to go up?
Sure. Let's do this. Roll...
Athletics.
Yeah. Oh, you got a five as well, athletics. So that's...
Very good. Yes, you can join them on one. That ledge. Plenty of room.
Come on, Greg. Trainon, come on.
Trying to suggest you
come on, Snooty Elf. Ooh, I think he's just made it.
Yes, you just made it. You make it up to that that main ledge. Just right. Underneath them.
I'm getting there. I'm getting there.
Slowly but surely.
Okay, guys.
As soon as I've got the best... athletics, if I get to the top and then drop the rope again?
Yeah, I'll let you do that.
Can I reach the top from here? One, two.
You should be able to.
Oh, he said yes, so it's not good.
Yeah, I'll let you. Beer all bloody nice.
Climbing a hill, man. It's like heavy rain all over again.
Very nice, Jatic. You sprint up the cliff.
Like a
someone a third your age, and leap
onto
the top.
That work with his little short, stubby legs.
Well, is it, I mean, isn't Jadak like 130 or something? He's like crazy old. Yeah. Might even be older than that.
Feel it as well. Right, there you go. There's my rope, guys.
Thanks.
So everyone else just has to make a. Check of five against it. So roll the athletics, and as long as it's over a five, you're up there. Apart from training.
Oh, I see how it is.
Training tries to climb and falls on his ass.
So let me ask a quick question. So are you taking the lower of the...
The first of the numbers, yeah. All so right. I take the first one. The
how
second one is only if you've got advantage. Because in the chat box,
in the chat
it says 1 and 10.
Yeah. Ah, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Normally you'd roll one dice, wouldn't you? But I think it's automatically rolling an advantage, which you don't have.
Hmm.
Maybe I should do the old checking that chat.
Right, come on, you two. Get your ass up.
Come
here.
Come on, Parthenax. Come on, Kim. Just because I'm lagging behind doesn't mean you guys can sit on your asses either.
I'm fine. Alright, I guess we climb higher then, so. Right? Let's get up to the yurt.
That's you, Phil. You have to roll for it.
Because I'm still frozen, so.
Nineteen. You zip up that rope.
Woo!
And join Mark.
And they were taking the mickey out of our little short legs, Kim. Oh, how we will laugh later.
Rich? Parthenax?
Okay.
Come on, Rich. You can do it.
Oh, that looks good. Does it?
It is. That's a nine. You make it up there as well.
All right.
Come on,
see if I can get up to this next ledge.
You can do it.
That has to be good.
Ledge. Yes. Yeah. You can go up there.
And then I might as well just keep rolling to get myself up top. That's not going to be good.
Hmm.
I think I'm just sitting where I'm at. Probably stumbled again.
Yeah,
the climbing thing is really hard, you guys. I don't think you understand. It's tough.
I didn't have a problem.
Apparently.
Did you?
I know. I stumbled there at first, but I quickly recovered.
Alright.
Just a hint, guys. You could help him.
How?
Do we have to?
Oh, hang on. Right, Greg. If Greg grabs a rope, can we pull him up?
No, I think I just made my way up.
You did. That'll do. That gets you up.
Alright.
Thanks for nothing.
The past couple of episodes, he has taken the piss out of us a lot and been a bit nasty.
Right.
So.
As you reach the top,
karma's a bitch.
So on this first step of the staircase cliff, the wind roars over your body, billowing your cloaks and sweeping your hair in chaotic patterns. Those who've got hair. Those of you standing downwind of the yurt smell a delightful meal coming from the cozy home and hear a deep baritone voice, half singing, half shouting the words of some forgotten drinking song. As you get closer to the home, its door flies open. A blue-scaled dragonborn, standing 7 feet tall with a great axe strapped across his back and a muscular frame wrapped in animal skins, gives an ear-to-ear smile showing off his fine set of bestial teeth. Well, come on in then. That climb was draining and the wind is cold. I've got plenty of rabbit stew to share, if you've got good stories.
Yeah, okay, so, let's get in, guys. It's freezing, aren't you?
Who are you?
So you follow Alcaeus into the tent, into the yurt.
And we're viciously murdered. No.
I was just going to say, I would like to just say, you know, I did want to ask the question, who the hell are you, but...
Apparently we, you know.
All right, so we're now in...
Stop you complaining. I saw you struggling. I saw you struggling, elf, up that hill. You should have been up there in a jiffy.
Well...
I was tired from defeating all the snakes.
Shit happens.
Well, I'm Alcaeus Scavola. Welcome to my yurt. Please help yourself to rabbit stew.
Woohoo!
Thank you very much.
I'll indulge.
So, Mr. whatever your name was, I didn't catch it. Mr. Dragon.
Alcaeus.
You knew our former master. Our late master, I believe. Has the raven not reached you yet? Send the raven.
And Mary's dead?
Yeah, sadly she's dead.
Oh.
She is not.
Nice
more.
Cover up there, Jadak. Send a raven.
Oh. That is so sad.
It is, it's awful.
I'm so disappointed.
We think there's foul play.
But, well, I wouldn't be surprised with a lot of people who didn't like her. More people loved her, but there's some people who didn't like her. But I can see that some of you are injured. So let me heal your wounds while we're here. So Alcaeus takes out some potions and some... Let's just turn this down a bit. That's better.
It's like orgy music.
Only you, Traylon, only you. I'd heard about
you. Yeah, you gotta
watch
him.
She told me. She told me all about you. So, I will heal Kim Leafwalker. And we can heal Parthenax. Parthenax, what's your top health?
11 is the max.
11, yeah. So we'll give you a heal. Jatik, my son, you've come up here without being injured at all.
Yeah. I give him a box and he's screwed.
And
so.
What's the snooty elf's name?
Traylon.
Traylon, you're not doing too badly either. I do sniff some healing potion. We shall see. Right. So, what can I do for you?
Oh, apparently you may have a tile which we could possibly use.
Indeed.
I may have tiles, but I need to make sure that you actually knew Alaria and were as close to them as possible. So, I'd like you to each tell me something about a personal interaction you had with Alaria that really defines who the master was. There's no wrong answers, but if you're telling a lie, I will know.
She once told me never to be scared of boxes.
She always did have a good sense of humour. Yep. I can see what she was getting at there. Very nice, Jartik.
Ilaria encouraged my personal growth and my intelligence and the studying of spells and knowledge. And she passed along a precious book to me.
So she didn't teach you how to climb.
Shut it, dwarf.
Oh, she taught me that no matter how many times I screw up, keep working at it, and eventually I'll get it. Unless it's a door that's got poison on it. Yeah, you know, we'll get there.
Very nice.
Yeah, she taught me try to always remember my inner strength and powers and my fire breath and such. Forget my innate powers.
That does very much sound like the Ilaria I knew. You must have known her quite well. So I'll give you my tiles. I believe they're tiles 4, 5, and 6. They won't make any sense to you at the moment, but please take them.
Thank you.
And you're willing to spend more time here, or you can go and let me grieve. I'm quite a private person when it comes to grief.
May I ask, what do you do up on this cliffside?
Not a lot, to be honest. I practice my cooking. I'm very good at healing. But I come up here for the quiet. The snakes are my pets. You may have met them on the way up. They're usually very friendly. There's a father and his sons and flying snakes. They'll be around later. They'll have some flying rabbit stew.
Yeah, wait till we've gone before you call them in, won't you, please?
Okay, yeah, sure. Okay.
You wouldn't by chance have any additional healing potions you could...
I don't, I'm afraid.
...help us on our journey.
I don't. The best place to go for those is back in town.
Right.
Yeah, we're not back going down the cliffs.
Yeah.
Getting back down the cliffs. Actually, there's a shortcut, so you don't need to go down the cliffs. It's just a path down the back. It'll take you down to the main plains.
Boom.
All right.
Thank you, kinsman.
He's my pleasure. Yep. He is. Always a pleasure to see another Dragonborn. Mm-hmm. So, adventurers, good luck in your onward journey. And I look forward to seeing you again. Next time, if you bring some mice or rats with you to feed the snakes, that'd be lovely.
We tried feeding the dwarf to the snakes. That was the original. Okay, all right. Well, we appreciate your hospitality. I think time is of the essence.
Okay, guys, so what are you going to do?
We're going to leave.
We're going to leave the poor guy
we'll
to
leave him
grieve
to his grief
in peace.
Since we, killed his snakes, whatnot.
So you're back in the Merrion Vale. I think it's probably a good time to just have a look at the chat and see who we've got. Who's watching?
Gary, Dan, your lovely, lovely missus.
Who apparently, she says you're vegan. We never knew that, Phil. You never mentioned that.
I cannot believe it, especially after watching you eat all that bacon the other day.
Yeah. Yes, I know.
Yeah.
Closet meat eater.
Yeah. Shout out to Robin Tate also. He came by. Yeah. And
Amras has just turned up.
Yeah. He nerd shouted us.
Welcome all. Right then, team. So, you're back in the back in Merrion Vale, I should say.
Mm-hmm.
What do you want to do? Where do you want to go? So, how are you doing for your full health at the moment? We haven't really been tracking how many potions you've been using, have we?
Yeah, I need to amend mine to 1.
Okay. Yeah. If you can do that, guys, when you've used one, just update your character sheet.
So, there's 2 more locations where the tiles are.
Mm-hmm.
There's the spider
there's one
in
the
north.
Waterfall, yeah. And then... Is there a way of... I'm having trouble reading that fancy...
Yeah, you scroll down. Scroll down and it's in normal English.
Thanks. I remember the... What's that one? A ghost in the Dolor Forest, wherever my guilt.
Yeah, so you've got the Dolor Forest or Vixenbar's lair.
So I don't see that.
It's, if you go on handouts, it's a story handout, it's Alera's memories.
Okay. I say we maybe head to the spider lair.
Sure, why not? We just, got almost killed by flying snakes, so why not? Let's throw a spider in the mix.
Well, she is a person, isn't she? Am I understanding that? She is, like, sentient and aware.
That's our hope.
Yeah, right, exactly.
So, are you going to Vixen's lair?
Yeah, we'll see if she can be reasoned with or somewhat communicated with.
You've still got your rat in your pocket, haven't you, Rich? So you might better throw that food.
Yeah, well, it's a giant rat.
Keep her busy. Tease her with a snack.
I'll just gotta be 5 minutes. Wait there. Back in a jiff.
No problem.
You can roll for me if you want, if you need to roll or something. I'll be 2 seconds.
Based on what I'm hearing, I think I wanna
boy. Right?
Yeah, no, I've just got black screen at the moment.
So if you scroll down to the bottom of the screen.
Oh, it's loading.
Yep. Fog of war.
Oh, fog of war.
So it looks like we're at a cave entrance potentially.
That's a waterfall in front of you.
A waterfall. Okay.
Yeah.
I guess we move towards the waterfall. Looks like we might be able to cross underneath the.
Oh, good. If we go to the waterfall, maybe I can use my deodorant soap.
Are you waiting for Rich or just carrying on?
I mean, drag him with us for this little bit. For whatever reason, I can't see past
the waterfall.
Yeah, that's weird.
Funny, no?
Sorry, I just have a dark screen.
I'd like you to make a perception check for me.
Damn it. Perception.
Where is perception?
Yeah. Let's do my perception check. I have a perception of 3.
So 8. You notice nothing at all. You can't. The water's too heavy. You can't see through it. So, Kim. Jatik, can you make yours first?
Yep. Perception.
Twenty-two. Very good. We'll go for Kim.
And I can see in the dark as well.
30. You can see.
You can.
Not necessarily through the water. Kim, you pass that as well, and let me just roll for Parthenax.
I do have dark vision. I have 60 feet of dark vision as well. Yeah. Worth noting.
Overachiever.
Right. So, as you look closely towards the waterfall, you notice small shadows moving behind the water. They look
sound good.
Humanoid.
Just step back from the water. They look humanoid.
They look humanoid. So, at the moment, no one behind the waterfall knows you are there.
Oh. Interesting, okay.
So do we in stealth mode or do we call out to them?
They just haven't seen us or heard us yet. Obviously the waterfall is probably masking our approach. because we weren't exactly stealthy.
Well, stealthy enough to... They don't know we're there yet.
I know.
Well, true.
Do we get a sense, like, if we were to kind of get behind the waterfall, we'd be able to see who they were?
I would expect you probably could, yes. But if you're not careful, they will see you.
Right.
And you don't know what's going to happen if they see you.
We should send the rogue to figure out who these people are. She's sneaky.
Okie dokie. I'm game.
She's sneaky.
Mm-hmm.
She's got good
as only I can be. Abilities.
Plus, she's tiny. Halflings are 3 foot nothing. Just saying. She's going to blend in with the ground.
Kim Leafwalker, are you happy to do this?
I am. I'll do it.
Okay. I'm going to do a stealth check. Ultra stealthy, Kim Leafwalker.
Ooh. Nice. Well, I used to get that going for me.
Creeps in.
Probably should have told you to come back out and tell us what you see. But.
Probably, but I figured that was implied. But what do I know?
So, Kim, can you see anything in that cave?
I see a black screen, so no, I don't see anything, sadly.
It's pitch black in there.
Crap. This is where the, what was it, the dark vision or whatever would come in handy.
Probably, yes.
Don't halflings have,
No, they don't.
No, never mind.
Well, you know, but and now I'm in here with the creepy crawlies. Now what?
What are my stealth capabilities?
You can definitely see in the dark, but I.
Yeah.
You can try to sneak up.
Something's crawling on me.
All you can sense, Kim, in there is that there's scurrying around, movement, voices whispering.
Can we see from the outside if those humanoid creatures, Kim, kind of went behind the waterfall?
No.
Alright.
Something just touched my toe.
Do you want me to...
Guys, what are you going to do?
Have a look with me having the night dark vision thing.
Just get up to the edge and see if you can see something in there.
Is it possible for me to just peek my head through the waterfall and have a look?
No. Not without taking a stealth check.
Well, yeah. That's yeah. How do I do that?
So you click stealth in your...
stealth's skills. Not ticked, but can I still click it?
Oh, you can still... Yeah, you can still click it.
So I've been rolling...
That's fine. That's absolutely fine, Jatik. You slowly make your way through the waterfall...
Thank God.
Not noticing what's going on.
Do I move him or do you want...
No, you move him, please.
Where do I move him to?
Just through the waterfall. As you, just the other side of the waterfall is fine.
Where?
No, through the waterfall.
All right, okay.
In the waterfall.
Actually, how far do we go? Get your feet wet. Just the other square or so the other side.
No, I was going
to. I don't know what I'm doing here.
Get in my belly.
So, where I just set the poles to.
All right, okay. I thought it'd be revealed to me. There.
Yeah.
So
it's just turn you round. Is that revealed to you?
No.
It's a black inky hole of darkness.
Black inky hole of darkness. Alright, I will...
Don't you want to know what's there before you come through?
Yeah.
Is there any reason why I can't see anything now? Or...
I'm just... Yeah, just hang on a sec.
Alright, okay.
Traylon is growing very concerned about Parthenax because he seems to have gone into some kind of sleep on his feet. He's just standing there, immobilized.
All right.
very worried.
Maybe he's in some sort of trance.
Yeah. What are those things?
I don't know.
It's really small. My eyes are shit. Is that Kaboo or something?
Kobold.
Kobold. They look like...
Some gnome-sized lizard folk with canine-shaped heads play dice and roast rats over a small fire in this room. As you enter...
Four of them, guys.
They haven't seen you.
Hmm.
Can I make an attempt to slide in into the waterfall as well?
You can.
That's stealth.
Lovely. Traylon, you too slide into the room through the waterfall, almost as if you haven't disturbed the water at all, and join Kim and Jatik hiding.
All right.
Let's do the same for Arthurnax.
I whisper to Kim Leafwalker and Jatik, we're going to need to kill these creatures.
Do you think so?
Yes.
Well, if a eating rat, someone's got a rat in the pocket. I keep mentioning this rat, don't I?
You really do. I think you're fixated on this rat in his pocket.
I just know he's going to come in handy.
The books I've read, these creatures are dangerous. They might look small in stature, similar to the halfling, but they're dangerous.
So, you know, stepping out of the shadows and going, you know, hey, you know, we're here to see, what's her name?
Five,
you know, probably not a good idea. All right.
So, Rich, just to catch up to speed, we've snuck into this cave unnoticed. We have stumbled upon basically what appears to be now five kobold that are basically playing a game of dice. Is that correct?
It is.
And eating rats. Hmm.
I think we need to surprise attack these fuckers and kill them hastily.
Are you sure they're not friendly?
I mean, yeah, because we killed the guys at snakes, you know. So
I will gladly let you go greet them.
Well,
kobold are vile creatures.
Right, okay. We'll take your word.
They are basically overgrown humanoid rats.
Right.
Disgusting.
Mm-hmm. Right, we'll get your magic missile out then.
That's a question
Traylon's
to ask
magic missile.
For the DM. How are we treating spells, that kind of thing? Because I know some spells are one use and then you have to rest.
Let's have a look. Yeah, I'll let you have because you rested in the yurt. You've had a.
Okay. But actually, I think I have a better idea. Well, I think we need to figure out. Do we want to surprise attack? Are you guys good with this? I think we should move to maybe do some flanking and take these guys on.
Yeah, two on the right, two on the left.
So you've used stealth to get into the cave, to move around without being detected.
Mm-hmm.
You'd have to use stealth again.
Makes sense.
Yeah, I think that Jatik and I should potentially try to go right, and Parthenax, you and Kim Leafwalker should move to the left. And we launch a surprise attack once we're in position, about basically moving about 15 feet or so right and left. Of course, I'm whispering all of this.
Obviously, yes. I'm just sitting there hoping that, you know, we don't piss whoever this is off by killing these people because they turn out to be her, like, cousins, third removed or whatever. So,
Yeah, because don't forget we do want the tiles.
Hmm.
These are nobody's kin.
I think somebody just likes killing things.
I know, go bald.
Okay, don't stress yourself.
Alright, I will...
So, just a hint.
Mm-hmm.
This is a dark cave. Yes, you can see, but you don't know what else is around, if there is anything else around. Mm-hmm. So, it may be worth doing a perception check. Maybe. Which will show you probably 10 feet in front of you.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's probably a good idea.
Now, given that I have dark vision that allows me to see 60 feet in the dark...
Mm-hmm.
How is that impacting this or not impacting
it? You'd still need to take a perception check for anything hidden. So 60 feet allows you to see the whole of the cave, pretty much.
I will do a perception check. Perception. Oh, that's persuasion. Never mind. Same kind of roll. It doesn't matter.
Do you have any bonuses?
Yeah, plus three.
So take the first one. Right, immediately in front of you, for a good 5, 10, 15 feet, there is nothing to worry about.
Okay.
So 3 squares ahead of you, there's nothing to worry about.
So my goal is to try and move... about here. That would be about 3 squares.
Mm-hmm.
Right there.
Yeah.
So I need to do, I guess, a stealth roll for that.
Yes, please.
And a +2 on my stealth.
That's absolutely fine. You're good there.
All right.
I need to move in behind him for cover, don't I? So I need to roll another stealth.
Lovely. It's almost as if you're not there, Mark. Your feet fly across the ground, not making a sound. So, Parthenax?
I'm not seeing anything, you know. I'll roll, but I can't see jack shit. I'm just seeing a black screen.
Right, okay. You may need to scroll up on the map.
No, I'm just... I can only see my icon as well. I can't see anybody else's. Very weird. Okay. Can you see me? Am I on yours?
Yeah.
Weird. Right, so what am I rolling? Perception.
Stealth. Think about it.
Stealth. Okay. I've installed a night theme, by the way, for this RS20 thingy. Looks nice.
Uh oh.
Yeah, what's your modifier?
-1.
Oof.
Parthenax, as you move forward, you knock a pile of stones over.
Oh no.
The kobold, nearest kobold to you, turns around, spots you all.
Oh, shit.
They grab their bows and daggers, screaming in high pitch.
We're dead.
And ready for battle. So, unfortunately, you have lost your...
Damn it!
I'd like to point out it wasn't my fault this time.
I know.
Okay, so roll for initiative, please.
initiative right now. Yeah, that's not good.
Ooh.
I have a plus two, I think, on my initiative, so...
Yeah, seven.
Seven.
Do I mean to go next?
Yeah, you are next, Jacek.
Initiative.
And technically, we all can roll, because...
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You don't have to take turns.
All right.
Because the software tracks it.
So, just need Parthenax to roll, and I'll roll for Kim.
I swear, by the next time, I'll have this all sorted out, so hopefully it'll work. Next time! Oh. Oh, dear.
Sorry, Kim, that's not very good.
Oh, no. Yeah, well, Rich. Story of my life.
Yeah.
Come on, you dragonborn piece of crap.
You can do this, because you got us roll into this, head. So...
Help us!
Okay, what am I rolling?
Initiative.
Initiative.
Shit.
Well.
Okay. Initiative.
Seven.
We are so fucked.
Just...
Oh, man. We're going to be slaughtered, aren't we?
What did the kobold get? Now, are you treating the kobold all together in one lump group?
Yes, yeah.
Oh. Cheeky bastard.
Hang on a second, let me just...
I like the current number I see for the kobold.
Just updating with the turn order. Seven. Jatic got five. And the kobolds are rolling. Initiative 10.
Oh.
Okay, guys. Here we go. So. So I'm just seeing how far they can move. They can move pretty fast.
Oh, crap.
Yeah. So. So, the first one is going to attack Parthenax with a dagger.
Uh-oh.
Ooh, that's pretty good. Parthenax, what's your armor class?
Nine.
Nine. That slashes you across the one arm, causing four piercing damage.
Oh, no.
So the next one, yeah, I don't know why that's might be worth trying to refresh. Green.
I've done it for a million times. Yeah,
okay.
Just assume that I can't see. I just tell you if I need to go anywhere.
Okay. The next one is going to attack Traylon with a dagger again. I tell you what, they're coming in hard and fast. That's an attack of 20.
Oh, God.
So, Traylon, that beats your armor class, causing 5 points of piercing damage. Then they're going to attack Jatic. The dagger again. Jatic, what's your armor class?
12. Please?
12. That causes 6 damage. One's going to come in for Kim Leafwalker and causes 12 attacks for 12. Kim, what's your armor class, which you can't see at the moment? Yeah, so that causes 6 damage. And the last one is going to use a sling and attack Jatic from across the room.
poor Jatic.
12. What's your AC again?
12.
Jatic? 12. So it just bounces off. Safe from that. So, Traylon. What are you going to do?
Yeah. Each square is what, 5 feet?
Yeah.
My move is I have a move of 30, so I'm assuming I can move 30 feet within kind of the turn to take an action.
Yep.
Okay. There's no real good way about this, but what I will
do. Move one square at a time for me.
Right. I haven't moved yet.
No. When you do. So if you click an easy way to do it, Greg.
Right.
Is if you highlight your icon and right. then just use the cursor keys, it will move one grid at a time. One grid square at a time.
Right. But what I'm actually thinking I'm going to do is I'm going to turn on the kobold that just attacked me
mm-hmm.
and use my shocking grasp on it.
Go for it. Can you just click on the title of Shocking Grasps and it will appear in the chat box so we can see it.
There you go.
How shocking is it?
Not that shocking. Unfortunately, you only rolled a 6.
Right.
Ooh.
So, unfortunately, it's it bounced off. Somebody seems to have short-circuited there.
Yes.
Mm.
That could be costly.
Parthenax.
Yeah.
What are you gonna do, Rich?
Attack?
Yep, so you attack the one that's closest to you. How are you gonna do it?
I'm gonna go. I don't know if you can tell me. Would it be risky to try me fire breath in here?
It's a dark, damp cave. Nothing that you can see near you.
Okay. So I'm gonna go fire breath. Here we go.
Don't barbecue us.
So you're going for the one above you. That causes 5 fire damage. And burns to a crisp and disappears.
Boom.
Oh, nice. Well, that's one down.
I'm just going to move down there a little bit out of the way because I was next to two of them. Then that one right above me now, yeah. I'm going to use my hand axe, I think, because I have more luck with that. Yeah, I'm going to use my hand axe on that.
Fortunately, that's you swing forward, slip slightly on the wet...
Shoot.
And the kobold slides out the way.
What's their armor class?
12.
Ah, bollocks. Come on, Kim. Roll that
Kim Leafwalker.
All right. Well, I think I will take the one closest to me and stab it with my sword.
Okay, just bear with me.
Mm-hmm.
5,000 windows open. With your short sword.
Indeed.
Very nice. That completely skewers the kobold to the wall. You actually have to wrench the sword out of the wall because you embedded it so far. It's covered in green blood and ooze. You wipe it off against your clothes. Well done.
Well, just, you know, use Traylon's robe. It'll be fine.
So the kobolds are getting a bit... they've seen that you're not easy foes. So they're just going to move slightly away from you. For some ranged attack. So they pull out slings.
Uh-oh.
The first one, going for Parthenax, swings around with a 7. Parthenax, what's your armor class?
9.
The slingshot just bounces off you. As if someone find peas from a pea gun. The next one is going to go for Parthenax as well. They're slightly lizard-like, so they see you as quite a big threat, Parthenax.
Well, they know about the rat in his pocket, so, you know, he's got lunch.
That does hit. That hits you straight in the temple.
Uh-oh.
Giving you 3 bludgeoning damage. The last one looks at the elf. Sees blood trickling from his mouth. Swings back and starts twirling his sling. Fires. Hits Traylon to the temple, knocking him unconscious.
Oh shit. We've lost the snooty elf.
Traylon is not dead, he's unconscious. So the kobolds have made their turns.
Mm-hmm.
Traylon is unconscious.
I saw.
Parthenax, you're next.
there are
3 above you.
Okay, I'm going to go fire damage again. Seem to do okay.
Okay, what's the tunnel of the fire damage? Is there a range or?
It's two D6 fire, DC 11 attack.
Okay, does it have a cone, or does it say anything about a cone or anything? So.
Up to 2 creatures within 5 feet is a description.
You're getting nearer than, aren't you?
Yeah. I would move. What,
is each square 5 feet, you say?
Yeah. So you're not going to get both of them. So from where you are, you should. So if you want to roll for that, go for there's one straight ahead of you.
Okay. Let's do it.
That hits the middle one and burns him to a crisp again.
Yeah.
Nice.
Well done, Rich.
The 2 remaining kobolds look at each other, talk in a language that probably only one of you can understand. And that's Parthenax, because they talk Draconic, saying, let's get out of here. We have to warn the mother.
Oh, no.
They leave and head off through the top of the cavern.
Damn it.
Oh, no.
Can I go over and dangle my balls in Greg's face to wake him up? Smelling salts. No, seriously,
yes,
we have to recover the snooty elf, don't we? Have we anything to bring him round? Any smelling salts?
You have potions.
Well, I haven't used one yet, so I'm up on potions to everyone else. I think everyone's used one, haven't they? So I will sacrifice one of my potions of healing on Sir Gregor.
The snooty elf.
Okay, yeah. So you pour it down Traylon's throat, making sure that he doesn't cough it back up. And Traylon, can you roll 2d4, please? 5, so that brings you 7 points, brings you back up to 6, and you pick yourself up.
Alright. Thank you, Jetta.
Just remember,
you are now left in an empty room. Ahead of you is a curtain at the top of the room. There are no other creatures in the cave aside from yourselves. The room is now fully lit. I would suggest, or for most of you anyway.
I was going to say, can we search the area where they were playing their games?
I would suggest that you take perception checks, each of you. Jacek, can you take a perception check?
Yep, just do it. 18. Oh, it did it very twice. Nice.
Parthenax. Leafwalk as well.
Kim notices nothing.
Yeah, but I have a feeling killing these guys are going to bite us in the ass.
Kim and Parthenax notice nothing at all unusual about this room. However, Traylon and Jatik, you do notice there are two tarpaulin in front of you.
More tarps.
Covered in dust. And when you pull them back, you realise that actually they are traps and pits.
Ooh. Ooh. Well, thank God we didn't step into those.
Yes.
So, Traylon and Jatik, you should be able to see the pits now. Can you see those? Or has it just gone dark for you?
It's gone dark.
It's gone dark.
Oh, okay. Well, you're able to see them, so basically you can guide the other two around. Just get back to this. With me. Take a breather. Just bear with me a second, guys.
Sure.
All right. See, Robin has popped back in.
My armor class is 13, not 8. Whoops.
Alright, let's see this again.
Okay, so you're able to guide the others past. So head up to the north of the room.
Can I just ask the question of why is Jatik upside down?
Well,
the dungeon master did that to me.
Kinky.
Because I can.
Nice.
I was just trying something with his line of sight.
Okay, going so a bit there's a there.
I believe there's a curtain in front of us.
Yeah, there's a heavy curtain behind the chambers. So, they're going to be ready for you. They've gone in and warned everyone. So you can go through, weapons blazing. Let's move Halfling up. And Parthenax, you just need to move yourself up.
Is that okay?
Yeah, it's fine.
Parthenax, you're looking a little ragged. Do you by chance have any healing potion?
Yeah, I've got one left. I think I might use it.
I think it would be a good idea.
Okay. Yeah, I'm going to use my healing potion, so I'll have zero left now.
Okay. So you want to roll 2d4.
2d4.
So that gives you 7 back. Takes you up to 11.
Max health. Get in.
Anyone else? So, Kim, do you have any left?
I don't know. Let me look. I can pop it up here.
How many have you used? You had 2.
Yeah, I think I only used 1, I think. Yeah, I have 2 left, so I will use 1.
Okay. So let me just roll 2d4 for you. So that's 37. So let's add. Jatik, are you staying as you are?
Yeah, I'm only down 4 at the moment, so I'm going to save mine for when I really need it, I think.
Okay.
Yeah, and I'm
doing
the same.
Right, okay, what are you going to do?
Is there any chance I can stealthily peek through the curtain and see the positioning of the enemies?
Yes, yeah, you could stealthily, if you want to, allow you to see through and pass the information on to everyone else. That's good enough. You pull back the corner of the curtain and you're able to see into the next room, and you pass the information on to the rest of your team so they can see.
Right, there's 2 kobold, one on the left quite near the curtain, one on the right a little bit further back. Then there's a kobold shaman at the far end of the room, what I can see. So the shaman, I presume, is the mother. I might be wrong, but I don't know.
So, the entire cavern is bathed in a bright blue light. Throughout the room, you can see long strands of sticky rope hanging from the ceiling. Oh, a kobold, wearing a skull as a hat and using a human femur bone as a staff, stands at the opposite end of the chamber. Behind him is a huge pile of discarded bones and smelly refuse. He grabs a metal lever sticking out of the ground and pulls it back, laughing maniacally.
Uh-oh.
So, I'll let you roll a stealth check going into the room, all of you.
Do you need to drag a ribbon or something onto my screen so I can see it?
Yeah, I don't know what's going on with yours. Everyone else can see.
Yeah, it's really weird.
What I'm going to do is I'm going to just delete you from the screen and then add you back in and see if that makes any difference. Hopefully it will.
Hey, refresh your browser. Be my last encounter.
Okay.
So I've rolled 17 as well.
Yeah. So you all move in. As you move in, above you in a tangle of webs.
Oh no.
You can make out silhouettes of an enormous spider.
Damn it!
Snakes, spiders.
I think we're gonna have to take these tiles by force, chaps and choppers.
Yep, I agree.
Sounds like it, doesn't it?
Yep.
Have they spotted us yet?
The guy at the back has. Just as a just a timeout, how much time do people have?
I've got maybe 20 minutes tops.
Okay. Yeah, I could go with that.
Okay. So let's see if we can race through through this battle.
Okay.
Sure.
And speed it up a bit.
Well, you know.
All right, do we need to roll initiative?
Yes, please. Well, you need to move into the room first. So you can move up to 6 squares if you want. Might be worth rolling. Remember, before you go anywhere, just make sure that you look around.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. I'm going to go in that corner because I'm a scaredy cat.
5, 6.
I like how you use the arrow keys. That's a lot better, isn't it?
I didn't realize you could do the arrow keys. That's actually...
Yeah, Phil mentioned it. If you just highlight your character's dot thing and use the arrow keys, you can count easier.
Come on in, Kim. Water's plenty cold.
Woohoo! Yeah, Phil's going to have to move me. I'm still froze.
You too, Parthenax.
Is that okay, Kim?
Mm-hmm.
I'm just seeing if we can see what's going on with... Parthenax, are you with us?
I'm here, but I still can't see. But
still can't see. Okay, I'll move you in. Right, so if you'll roll initiative for me. Let's get this moving along.
Initiative.
Nice, Mark, nice.
Very good, Mark.
Really, Kim?
What?
Did you roll for her?
No, I'm done, Kim's yet. Hang on.
I was going to say, what did I do?
I was looking at the turn order, and it had 3 for you. And
again?
Story of my life, you know.
Kim rolls initiative. You guys.
You rolled a 3.
Right.
I'm telling you.
Kobolds are going to roll initiative as well. Oh, my life. 16.
He wants to kill us. Remember, I told you all.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. I told you all.
Well, he's about got it done today, considering...
At least the spider did the initiative. Thank God.
You know. Falling off cliffs, flying snakes, you know. Gigantic frickin' spiders. Kobold, you know.
Oh, and the shaman. Alright, the good news is... Well, good news for some, not for others.
Okay. So, the good news is that the kobolds are going first.
Well, even though I did a 22.
Well, yes. You're first,
actually,
yeah.
Actually, yours has gone down to... I don't know why yours went down to 5. Right. Jatik, you're first. Go for it.
I'm going to attack that kobold to my right with my hand axe, do I have to go move next to it as well, or?
Yes, please.
Character sheet. Do I do battle axe? I'm going to go battle axe. Neither have worked well for me lately, so.
Break out the big guns.
Mark. Yeah, something's got to work. Oh, for fuck's sake.
Unfortunately, this doesn't work. You swing and miss. These kobolds are slippery creatures.
Oh, dear.
Next in the turn is the kobold. So this kobold that you just swung at,
yeah.
Jatik, is going to have a go back at you with his dagger. It's 13. What was your armor class?
12.
So you take 6 piercing damage.
Oh, no.
This kobold here is going to go for it's going to go for Parthurnex and attack him with a dagger. And the attack of 7, which your armor class Parthurnex is higher, so just scathes you. You dodge out of the way.
Nice.
I'm just going to put a link in the chat for you, Phil.
Oh, right, okay. Cheers, thank you. Okay. So,
right.
Next in order is Traydon, please.
Okay, I'm going to step up, basically, here. I'm assuming we can occupy the same space. I think that's because it's an actual 5x5. Okay. And I'm going to cast Thunderwave. Thunderwave basically emits a 15-foot cube that will basically be able to hit both the kobold in front of me as well as the spider behind it. And there's a constitution saving throw. On a failed throw, the creature takes 2d8 thunder damage and is pushed 10 feet away.
Okay.
They make the saving throw, they only take 1d8 and they don't get pushed back. So I don't know if it's an automatic hit though or not. That's the question.
It should, yeah, it will be. It'll be automatic hit.
Okay. So there, that is the 2d8, so they have to make saving throws. You have to do saving throws. Take half damage, or they take full damage.
Yeah, so it's a DC 10 they have to meet. So the kobold is going to roll constitution save. Yeah, they just, that blasts straight over them.
Well, he takes half damage.
Yeah, half damage, sorry. So 6, that's 3. So let's take that off. Minus 3. So that does actually knock him flying, and he's bloodied now.
Nice.
The giant spider. Takes full force.
Good.
Of that. Nice right. Hit.
Down with the spider.
Doesn't appear to have had any damage, just slightly shaken.
Crap! Well, huh. Yeah,
it's beefy.
It's a. Indeed.
Okay, so. The shaman. Is going to fire a sling at Parthurnax. They've really got in for Parthurnax. Parthurnax, what was your armor class again? 12, was it?
9.
Nice. Fortunately, that hits. And hits on the side, and you take 4 bludgeoning damage.
Oof.
Ouch.
That's not nice.
Not at all.
The giant spider. The giant spider rears back. Mm-mm. And tries to fire a web at Jatik.
Oh no. The dwarf's gonna get it.
Uh-oh.
So, Jatik, you can make a DC 12 strength check. So, roll your strength. So, click on strength. If it's higher than 12, you break through the webbing.
Click on strength. Right.
Yeah.
No!
You're restrained.
Oh, so, no!
So you can't do anything at the moment.
Well, crap.
Now it's Parthenax. So, Parthenax can now see.
Is Kim out of go?
Kim's only got 3.
Sorry. So,
I'm going to go fire breath again on this kobold.
Yeah.
Son of a bitch.
And you'll probably hit the spider behind him.
Do you reckon?
Yeah.
I'll aim that way anyway, because it look at... I mean, classic bishop manoeuvre here. Which is a chess joke. Here we go. Fire breath, please.
That hits the kobold and burns him to a crisp as if he was never existed.
Oof, that's harsh. It's like he never existed. That's grim.
Also hits the giant spider as well.
Yay!
Who takes Boom. 7 damage.
Ooh.
The spider really felt that one.
Good.
And is now re-examining the threats ahead of it.
It's pissed off at us, so, you know.
So, Kim Leafwalker.
Mm-hmm.
You have the kobold ahead of you, you have the giant spider, or you have the shaman.
I think I will take the kobold ahead of me.
Okay.
And I think I will stab it with my short sword.
Okay, so you're going to move up next to him.
Okay.
And you're going to short sword him, yeah?
Uh-huh.
Oh, your thing's working now.
Yeah, I can see now. Right. I don't know for how long, but it's working.
Right, okay. So dynamic
use
lighting
Kim's,
may have been affecting
Kim's.
You as well. Yeah,
yes,
Kim's.
Please use Kim's.
Once again, Kim, your short sword should be called Kobold Stabber. From now on, because you run him through and
go on, Kim.
He ceases to exist.
I'm making up for all the goof-ups from before, apparently, so, you know. Proving I'm useful.
Back to next round of play, Jatik.
I'm stuck in a web, aren't I?
You can just try and destroy the...
Can I break free? What do we need to roll for that?
So if you use your axe, one of your axes.
Right. I want to break free.
We need to kill Fred.
That's much better. You slash open the web and now free.
You.
So it is the elf wizard's turn, Traylon.
Alright, I will move slightly out and use a ray of frost on the giant spider.
Okay.
Go, snooty elf, go.
Hang on. maybe?
Yeah, that hits him. And the spider doesn't know where these coming or going. He's just been hit with fire, now he's being hit with ice, and he's seriously bloodied now.
Woohoo!
So the kobold shaman is getting quite worried because its mistress and the god that it worships is being attacked. So he's going to take the sling and try and get revenge on Traylon.
Ooh, that's not good.
He attacks for 20, beating your armor class and causing another 3 bludgeoning damage. Giant spider is getting very concerned.
As it should.
Starts with a draw and fires its web at Parthenax.
What did I do?
It just does not like you at all.
Attack of 7. What's your armor class? 9, isn't it?
9, yeah.
Yeah, he misses.
Boom!
Parthenax, your turn.
Finish it off. Come on, burn the fucker.
That's the plan. Here we go. That's fire.
Unfortunately, you're not close enough. That's only 15 feet. So it just singes a couple of hairs on its legs, causing no damage.
Gutted. Should have moved, shouldn't I?
Yeah.
Can you move and attack it?
Yeah.
You can. For fuck's sake.
Okay. Yeah, you have your move trait. Well, that will kind of dictate your.
Yeah. Oh, God, I'm playing it like I'm playing Civ. Attack or move. Attack or move.
Kim.
And I'm frozen, so you'll have to do this one for me again. But I would like to move up and Samwise Gamgee the spider, so I'm going to stab it with my short sword, because my scrub a good thing.
Just a little advice, Kim. Would you want to get that close to it? Wouldn't you want to use your bow and arrow? It's up to you.
Well, you do have a point.
You've got the most health, though.
Dear.
It's up to you.
I mean, yeah, let's do the short sword thing, because what the hell? You know, I've done this good so far. All right, what, Traylon, what?
Just saying, you know.
All right, I will.
You call your actions out, you stand by them. If it's a mistake, it's a mistake. That's part of D&D.
Unfortunately, it was a mistake. You ran forward with your sword out, and he saw you coming.
It's probably dodged out of the way. Hey, you know what? I tried. No guts, no glory, right?
True.
Back to the top of the round. Jatik.
Right.
Do you have anything ranged?
I don't think I do, and I'm just contemplating whether I use my last health potion. The only weapons I've got are a battle axe and a hand axe. They're both slashing damage.
Alright. I will allow you to use a potion if you want to go in for attack.
Right, okay, then, yeah, I'll do that. Just change that
so
to 0.
2d4, please, yeah.
2d4, what's that one?
So that's plus 7. Okay, feel free to go and cry havoc.
Right, I'm gonna. This has got to work eventually. Get the battle axe on this mother hubbard.
It's a very large spider.
It's a very large battle axe.
Oh, Jesus.
You swing your axe down, obviously, with not enough force. Bounces off the hard armour.
Oh no.
Goddamn spiders.
Traylon.
I'm going to cast Magic Missile at this
point. Magic Missile.
Where'd it go?
It hits. for 2 damage.
Woo! Oh.
Hey, wiggling it down, man.
That's it. Every little bit helps, right?
It does. Parthenax.
I'm just going to move closer. I'm going to go across. Is it okay to go 1, 2? I'm going to go 2 and I'll hit it from there, won't I?
With what? What
are you going to hit? My fire breath.
Yes.
Should hit it from there, shouldn't it?
Yeah.
All right.
It's 15 feet, your fire breath.
Dwarf, halfling, move aside.
We'll duck. We're not already ducking, by the way.
That caused 6 damage, Parthenax. How do you want this to happen? Describe to me how you finally vanquish this spider.
Okay. I envision this spider catches a light from its legs first, and then slowly the flames just start going up its legs to its body, and it's screaming out in pain. In fact, I think if you listen very carefully, it's actually screaming out in the common tongue. Turns out it could speak the common tongue.
And apparently, spiders pop when they burn up. That's we could get covered in a lot of goo here.
Could.
Great. Goo! Woo!
The spider, as he describes, catches fire as it screams. It swells up larger and larger.
Oh, shit.
And suddenly implodes and just falls to dust.
Boom.
Yeah. Yay.
The shaman is now very, very, very upset.
As he should be.
And backs into a corner. So, Kim.
I'm gonna use my bow on him. Just in case, because, well, you know. Wagon charging after the spider didn't work so well, so, you know. Maybe if it decides to roll. Oh, there it goes.
I rolled it for you.
Oh, okay.
Oh, it's okay.
Oh.
Whoops! We rolled it several times.
We'll take the one I rolled.
Yep.
Yep, we'll do that.
The bow goes, the arrow goes flying across the room, causing 9 piercing damage.
Oh, thank God.
Which hits him slap bang in the centre of his chest. Extremely bloodied, but still alive.
Yeah, fine. Whittled him down a bit.
Jatic.
3, 4, 5. All right. I'm not saying anything. I'm just going to use my hand axe on him.
You go for it.
Yes!
Looks good.
Does look good.
Jatic, you swing back your axe with a roar of rage. Describe to me. Describe to me how you vanquish the kobold shaman.
My hand axe comes down, perfect line, right between the eyes, splits his skull in half.
Ooh,
I like it.
Because I've watched work. Vikings.
The kobold shaman, once one person, suddenly becomes 2.
Yes!
Oh, as the axe slices him down all the way to the floor. Sparks flying as your axe hits the ground. You have vanquished Vixar and her followers. In the middle of the room, a light from the ceiling shines and 3 tiles appear. Congratulations, team. You have the second set of 3 tiles.
Awesome. Although it sounds like we're playing medieval Scrabble, I just have to say.
You only have 3 left. Which we'll do next time.
Indeed.
Yes.
Congratulations, guys.
Sweet.
Got through the skin of your teeth.
Well fought. Well fought.
Woohoo!
A visit to the village next time may be of use.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, we need some more potions, guys.
Yeah. Before we leave, I think we should scour this room, look for any potential treasure, any items on the shaman, check the bodies. Basically, do your standard Red Dead Redemption 2 cavity search on everybody.
Yeah, loot everything, yeah.
You have a look around, and you find a number of treasures. I would like you to each roll a perception check, please.
Okay.
We can sell these then to buy more potions, hopefully.
Ooh. That's not good.
Oh, there it is. All right. Maybe.
That's not bad for me.
Kim, do you want me to...
Yeah, because I'm stuck again. Yep, there's a delay. It's not one to...
Okay. Only Jatik finds something. Jatik.
Of course. Oh, here we go.
Kim got all excited there, man.
Yeah. Kim, I will take that first throw of yours. So, Kim and Jatik find something gleaming. In the pile of bones. So I want each of you to roll a 3d6, please.
3d6.
Kim, let me know if you yours should work. So
there we go.
7.
All right.
Oh, Kim, 14.
Oh, nice. Okay.
So I'm slowly figuring this out.
Mark finds 70 gold pieces and Kim finds 140 gold pieces. Very nice.
Yay!
So next time we meet, we'll start from the roundy rooms again, where you'll be fully rested, ready to take on the final challenge before making your way to the mansion.
Excellent.
So we should say thank you to the people who have stuck with us all the way through.
Oh, sure.
Yes.
Hadley Dan says, the title spell OC pod.
By the way, the Chiefs are ahead, so yay.
We have actually got a lot of people in.
Yeah.
We didn't bore them to death, or at least they haven't said so.
So we've got Bongo. We have Amras. We've got another TT viewer. Apricot, Droopfruit, Cogwhistle, Commander Root, Harley Dan, Host Giveaway, maybe a bot. Nerd Allegiance, Politzai, Positivity Bot, who's probably a bot. Rain God Zippo, Skinny Seahorse, So Cool, Teflon 12, Tiger Lily OL, VNK, and Virgo Pros. Pros, even not pros. Completely different.
Hey, pros.
Thank you very much, everyone, for watching. I hope you've enjoyed it, and please follow us on at OC _ podcast, where we'll be making the announcement of when our next episode is going to be, where we close off finally the Master's Vault and the first season of OC D&D. Thank you, team, and we'll see you next time.
Cheers. Cheers.
Toodaloo. Bye.
If you like this podcast, there is another site you should check out, which is called VGHub.net. And on there, you find a bunch of links to other video game podcasts, similar in vein to ours, but different in the way they're delivered. Some have all kinds of sound effects.
Wheels are for old people.
Some talk about RPGs.
People say,
come on, yeah.
Some might say that.
No one says that.
Then, of course, you have links to, you know, great forums.
You don't have any other friends.
So check it out, vghub.net. It is a great starting point for your podcast discovery.